Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celenti, and it's Tuesday, August 6th, 2024. And very shortly, your new Trends Journal will be out. And here's the cover, Market Meltdown, Crash Coming. That's right. You better get ready for it. It's going to be happening. It's not a matter of if, it's only a matter of when. The Dow closed. This is CNBC. Closes nearly 300 points higher to snap three-day losing streak. Run in broad relief rally. Relief rally, you know what that is?
Bullshit level, DEFCON 5.
You got it. It's called the fucking plunge protection team. You see what happened over there in Japan? Oh, yesterday they had their worst decline of the Nikkei. In history, it was down over 12%. Oh, today, though, it popped up 10.23%. How come? What the fuck changed? And again, this is like the first time they raised interest rates, like what, since 10, 12 years, 14 years from zero? And Japan's been buying all these government bonds, trillions of dollars worth. The thing goes up 25 basis points and the fucking market goes to shit. Again, look at the data. The data is all there. Week after week, we're putting it in the Trends Journal. But you don't want, don't subscribe to the Trends Journal. It's $2.50 a week. Get the toilet paper a record. Spend $7 on the, I think $7 for the Sunday paper. This is the fucking business section. How about the bullshit shithead section? Yeah, bullshit shithead. What the fuck am I looking at this for? What does it say? Dark web drug lord, FBI sleuth, crypto entrepreneur. He's been all three. The long, strange, improbable journey of Blake Benthall. That's business news? That's business news? Yeah. Down the dark internet rabbit hole. Look at this. All right? We're giving you what nobody else has given you. We call this. We've been calling this. And by the way, gold prices today went down. Another 21 bucks. You're looking at gold at what? 2,390. Again, when we made the forecast, it's still way up. It was $2,041 when we said this is a golden year for gold. And Bitcoin, we keep saying, you know, they all saying it's going to die. It's going to, you know, if it stays in the levels that we've been giving and they're right there for everybody to see, we said it's going to keep going up. It hasn't gone near our breakout point. Again, it's not like what you want, what you wish, what you hope for. It's what is. And oil prices, you see Brent crude, $76, a little over that, a barrel of Brent. That shows you how weak the economy is. And you're looking at the stuff coming out. Airbnb shares drop 14%. On earnings miss as company warns of slowing U.S. demand. No shit. Hey, why don't you read the Trends Journal? We've been showing low consumer demand across the board. Yeah, from the top, the fish rots from the head down. You had the Gucci's all the way down to the McDonald's. You got it? We are in the scope for the worst economic crisis in the history of the world, part one and part two. You look at the crap. Now, don't spend $2.56 a week to get history before it happens. The only trends magazine in the world. Oh, I read about fashion trends and music. You know, get the fuck out of here. We're giving you what nobody else is. Here's the Wall Street Journal. $5 a day. How long did we say about the office building bust and the banks go bust? Oh, the office building bust we forecast would happen back in May of 2020, when they locked down the countries and forced people to work at home, we said there's going to be an office building bust. Then we forecast that the banks are going to go bust as a result of this. This is.
Oh, come on now. That ain't even bullshit. That's horseshit.
No, it's wall shit. Wall shit journal fucking headline. Are banks sweeping dud property loans under the rug? New accounting rules should give investors an early warning, but surprises are cropping up and there could be more to come. Yeah, come on, your fucking face. What are you talking about? Not a fucking word. Not a fucking word in here about the disaster of all of the banks that are going to go broke because of the failures of the office buildings to pay their loans that are due. These are interest rate loans. It keeps coming up. And interest rates are double what they were, and they got less and less and less tenants. You got it? They don't have the tenants, and they got loans to pay. But we won't talk about that. And to show you how bad things are, I told you I was down in the city a couple of weeks ago, right? Oh, by the way, you saw the article in the Trends Journal about the on 50th Street in the city. 50th Street, Midtown Manhattan. A building that was selling, that sold for $320 million in 2006, went on auction and it sold for $8.5 million. That's right. $8.5 million. Over 97% down of its value. And they're not convertible to housing. It's all bullshit. So I said when I went down, I said, man, I'm a Bronx guy. Yeah, I know the city. I mean, I remember the city in the 70s when it was wild, man. But nothing like this. Nothing like this. I'm telling you, I walked from my buddy and I walked from Broome Street all the way across to the west side. Yeah. Never saw anything like it. Filth everywhere. But now it's making the news. Look at this little clip from Fox.
Well, dirty and dangerous, 8th Ave seems to be living up to its bad reputation.
And it was on full display tonight as Fox 5's Arthur Chien found out firsthand.
There are some neighborhood stories that take us a while to find when we get out there. This isn't one of them. From illegal drugs being done in the open to the glaring presence of the mentally ill to piles of trash and even piles of city bikes. There's also what locals describe as a constant presence of loitering. 8th Avenue in Manhattan is getting attention, but for the wrong reasons.
Well, this part is getting bad. You know, we all know that it's getting bad.
Obviously.
All right. Yeah, no kidding. But, hey, we just sent another $500 million to the Philippines so they could fight the Chinese. Yeah, another $1.7 billion over there to send to Ukraine. Yeah, we only sent, what, about $135 billion so far? As the fucking city is rotting in front of us. All over the country. All over the country. And by the way, here's a trend. Here's a trend. The Rust Belt, you're going to start seeing it get unrusty. Because people are going to be moving out of these places and moving back to cheaper area Rust Belt places. And they could start coming back. Again, that might be an entrepreneur opportunity. Look for them in the right place and at the right time. So going back to the markets, this thing's going to go down big and it's going to go down hard. But again, none of these politicians are talking about close all the bases overseas like we did for Occupy Peace. It's one of our top. Bring home the troops and secure the homeland. Stop spending the money on the military-industrial complex and rebuild America. Again, I just wrote this, actually, the other day, the night. Before politicians took over and humanity was free, I'd fuck you up if you tried to tell me what to do or who to be. Who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? Who the fuck are you to tell me what to do, who I should be? You be who you want to be. Leave me the hell alone. But those days are history. Politicians are in charge. You little pieces of shit. And they're owned by the billionaires, and they own you. Yep. Look at our cover. About you want to run for office? Well, shit idiots are running it. But if you want to run for office, free elections, got no money, got no chance. America is run by the robber barons. And they're robbing us of our freedom. Again, look at these little freaks to tell you what to do. Hey, I'm Andy Cuomo. My daddy was Mario. You're just a piece of shit. And my brother, Chris, he got a job too because we're members of the club. Hey, I'm little Georgie Bush with a peck of the size of this and a pair of balls smaller than a mothball. But my daddy was George Bush. And 90% of the people swallowed little Georgie's crap to go get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive. Trillions of dollars, that little prick bastard that should be brought up on war criminal charges to get us into the Iraq and Afghan wars. Trillions of dollars as our country rots in front of us. Calm down, Salenti. Swallow their shit. They're politicians. Humanity is gone. You have no rights. Only they can tell you what to do. So going on. Yep. 8th Avenue in Manhattan is getting attention, but for the wrong reasons, yeah. It's not only 8th Avenue. It's everywhere. Everywhere. It's a shit show. And not only in New York. Why don't you leave your heart in San Francisco? So anyway, going on to the economic update. You know, there was a song, What a Difference a Day Makes. It's a the Great Depression song. Came out in the... Yeah, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Get this message out. And it was about, you know, they try to lift the people's spirits up when things were down, different than the music today. What a difference a day makes. What a difference it made in the markets one day, like everything changed. The markets are rigged. The reality is going to hit. We're giving you the reasons why. And, you know, every week, this is our 94th week, we put the job losses. They're piling up in the tech industry. And now this was just came out today. Broadcasting and cable to shutter as this year's media meltdown escalates. On Tuesday, Axios also informed staff that they would lay off 50 employees and Ziff Davis cut a deal to acquire CNET, blah, 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 blah. 6 months after layoffs, labor unrest and contracts began rocking me up. Yeah. Yep. All of them are going down. And we're going up. We're going up because we give you the truth and trends. And by the way, all you shitheads out there that write these nasty comments because I said Kamala Harris is going to win, go fuck yourself. I make it very clear. It's not what you like, what you wish for, what you want. We're trend forecasters. This is what is. And by the way, I think Trump is a scumbag and I would never vote for Harris either. Can't stand either of them. So get it straight. And the reason I call Trump a scumbag is because of the shit that he's pulled. Like the tax breaks, he got the 1% got 64% of the benefits from, according to the Tax Policy Center. About killing that guy Soleimani and ending the deal with Iran. About trying to overthrow the government of Maduro in Venezuela. About saying he was going to rebuild the infrastructure and didn't do shit. And I think the elections were rigged and he should have won. So make that clear, right? I call it the way it is. And now Harris picked this guy who nobody ever heard of, Waltz. A smart pick. And the numbers are showing that she's moving up and beaten Trump in the latest Marist poll. It is just the beginning. We made it very clear in our special trend alert back in July that Harris will win minus a wild card such as a stock market crash. And that crash could happen. If the equities go down, Trump goes up. And in your trends journal, and by the way, they picked this guy. This is the stories coming out now. American Jewish groups react to Harris VP pick, Tim Walz, on strict party lines. This is from Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper. After Kamala Harris announced the Minnesota governor Tim Walz would be a running mate, left-wing Jewish organizations lauded Walz as a pro-Israel Democrat that condemned anti-Semitism on October 7th, and right-wing groups lambasted Walz as a far-left liberal. She made a smart choice by not getting that guy Shapiro. Again, they know what they're doing. And I'm also saying that I believe that Biden will not finish his term as president. And by Election Day, it'll be President Kamala Harris versus former President Donald Trump. It's a political reality show. It's a movie. Get it straight. And they've already written the whole script. So in your trends journal, trends on the economic and market front, economic updates, market overviews. And again, you're looking at the consumers are hit by high prices, on and on. All the data coming in, how job growth has slowed, how U.S. manufacturing is 46 point something in the negative range. Anything below 50 is negative. And it's global. And we have trends on the global economic front. And again, this is our 94th week when the economy falls, jobs go with it. You see all the high-tech jobs going out? Yeah. What did Intel announce now? It's about 18,000 jobs they're cutting. And the markets are going up. And then we have another whole section in there about going out of business trends. All of the bankruptcies that are rising and rising and rising. And about China's weak economy, what's going on in Britain. Here again, from the top, L'Oreal growth slows. Again, the fish rots from the head down. Spotlight on Japan, what's going on over there in their economy. And bigs keep getting bigger. Whole section on the Israel war. Featured guest article by Phil Giraldi. Again, Phil Giraldi was the CIA guy, top cat, that went into little Georgie Bush's office and showed him the information. Look, there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And Bush told Giraldi to leave the office. And Giraldi, being the man he is, not only left the office, he left the CIA. So he has a great article in there, Israel's Rule of Law. Featured guest article by Dr. Joseph McCullough, Organic Safe Food Safety. Yeah, you better read this one. If you think you're eating safe with organic, you better look twice or three times or four. Featured guest articles by John and Nisha Whitehead, The Right Not to be Lied to, Making the Case for Truth in Politics. Yeah, it's going nowhere. There's no truth in politics. And again, the technocracy guy that nobody could touch, Joe Duran. Great articles here. Green Transition, FU2, a whole bunch of things. And Gregory Mannarino's article that you're not going to want to miss. You want a revolution solution? It should start with this. Trends in cryptos, trends in geopolitics. presidential reality show, Trends Eye View. Shoplifting in U.S. jumped 24% in the first half of this year. What nobody's writing about is how much of this is caused by the COVID war. As I wrote back when it happened, when people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And what else? Trends in high-tech science. And a whole section by Ben Davis on both that and trends in AI. And don't forget to get your T-shirt. It's election time. Hey, politicians, who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? You little pieces of shit. Go fuck yourself. Hey, politicians. Again, as I wrote, before politicians took over humanity, I was free. And I'd fuck you if you tried to fuck with me. Not anymore. We'll tell you what to do. We're in charge. We're in charge. You're just a piece of shit. Again, it's one big club. You look at all the people. You look at Google up the names. They're all connected. They're all connected. Harvard, Princeton, Yale, bullets, bombs, and banks. So tune in tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, for Salenti and the Judge. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. Read history before it happens. And don't forget, we're having that big, big peace and freedom rally up here in Kingston, New York on September 28th. The Four Corners of Freedom, John and Crown Street, Judge Andrew Napolitano, Scott Ritter, Max Blumenthal, Anya Parenthal, and others. Music, good times, and really, we have to unite for peace because these crazy bastards and bitches are going to get us into war. Again, if the economy goes down, you know what I say. When all else fails, they take you to war. So support Occupy Peace. Support the Trends Journal because we're supporting you. Thank you.